Yeah, well, they held on in the end, but it got pretty close towards the end. In actual fact, Fermanagh got two quick goals in quick succession in the closing quarter to tie up the game again after Donegal had got into a 116 to 13 point lead. But they came back and certainly they finished strong. But they were down to 14 men, but Donegal finished strong. Then in the end, they scored the last five points to pull away. 121 to 213, that's 24 to 19. 5 points the margin in the end, but this was a battle, and a battle royale for Donegal, because the home side here, of course, who would have come in at the underdogs into this tie, opened the game with a great flurry, 3 quick points in the opening 8 minutes from Barney McCauley, one from a 65 and one from a free, and the other from Luca McCusker. But Donegal has settled into the game, and Declan Couter, Darren Mulleady, Rona McDermott and David Flynn all knocked over points as Donegal went into a lead. But Fermanagh refused to buckle. They had the breeze at their back, and they led by 10 points to 9 at half-time. Flynn again hit 2 quick points on the resumption, and Donegal all of a sudden were 11 points ahead when Rona McDermott found the net on 10 minutes after a good ball in from Cullen. Danny Cullen had a brilliant second half. He scored 2 points to cap that performance, with David Flynn, Mulleady and Cullen all added points in the second half, in the final quarter. Jack O'Loughlin also got in on the scoring as Fermanagh held on bravely to the end, but Donegal's strength and the fact of they had the extra man proved vital. Donegal also got a run out for Richie Ryan, of course, a long time injured full forward here this afternoon. And the Fermanagh goal was scored by Brian Tehan, a Tipperary man from Moneygall, a doctor in the local hospital here in Enniskillen. He made a big impact on his introduction, but it wasn't enough. It was Donegal held on, 121 to 213, final score.